Generate is supporting my vision to improve the financial literacy of 100,000 Kiwis by sponsoring Keep the Change. Cheers, Generate. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to find out more. Getting in the KiwiSaver fund that suits you and your situation is key to making sure you're maximising your investment. Generate are an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of long-term performance, and they can help you do exactly this. Their advisors can meet with you to talk about all your options when it comes to KiwiSaver to help you decide what's best for you. Too many people never get KiwiSaver advice, but not you. Go to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to book a no-obligation chat with a Generate advisor. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited. And of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns. Foot on the gas, it ain't by no dollars of cash, cause I got a lot in the stash, but dog, I got problems in cash. Problems in cash, cash, yeah. Problems in cash. When my head go, I got problems in cash. Cash, cash, yeah, cash. What? Yeah, baby, need top five when I'm done going mental. Yeah, I'm locked in, you can peep my condition in the lab all winter. All summer, yeah, I went dumb, now I'm about to go dumb. Welcome in, you are listening to another episode of keepthechange.co.nz's Money Mail. Tune there is Action by Nate Rose. Bit of a banger to get us going there, because the theme of this Money Mail is about taking action. You will know that I am big on action, and I'm often talking about it and trying to encourage people to actually take some. I've just finished recording a quick reel saying how often in life I think we overcomplicate what we need to do, and instead of looking at what the outcome is and going, oh, that's the action I need to take, we go down a different path. So the example I used in the reel was basically, if the outcome you want is to invest, the action you need to take is to invest. If the outcome you want is to save, then it would be a good idea to take the action of saving and to save. But instead, in this world where there's so much information and knowledge, I think people over-index and go the other way and go, right, I must get it perfect. I need to know all of the information and the answers. And so instead of simply saving money and becoming a saver and therefore achieving the outcome of saving, we instead compare what's the best savings accounts and do all these things that aren't actually the action that is required. So honestly, if you have not used the likes of ChatGPT, if you are one of those people who want all of that information, why not use ChatGPT and ask it, hi, I'm a highly detailed person. I'm trying to figure out what is the best savings account that I should use in New Zealand. Could you please compare these different accounts, one from BNZ, ASB, etc., and see if that gives you your answer? Because if you ask someone or you ask ChatGPT, I guarantee you one thing that you still have to do when you get all of that information. And what do you think it is? You got to take action and you have to do what it is, which is the outcome you want. So you still have to put money into a savings account or invest. So you can go and do all the comparison, collect all the info, but action is still required. So I over-index hard the other way and often don't get all of the information and instead take heaps of action and ready, what's the saying? Ready, fire, aim. That's a bit of me. And then realize, oh shit, I was a little bit off target there. But that strategy works for me because I do so much of it. I don't sit and deliberate and think for ages and not do anything. I'm happy to take some risk, and I know that overall my risk tolerance may be higher than others, but I diversify by taking so much action. So in this episode, I wanted to show you the value of taking action, and there's going to be some more insights to this soon because I've got some exciting shit to share with you, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I hope that it is inspiring and it helps you understand some of the things that make sense to me but may not make sense to you yet. But we'll get to those when I've got them completely locked in front of me and well articulated so we can really nail it. But this week,
action creates action. Now, before we dive into it, I'm pretty sure we are near on coming up 4 years of Money Mail. Just going to have a look. This was week number 205. Yeah, so I think 4 years would basically be, you would think, 208, but it doesn't quite work out like that. Anyway, we're coming up 4 years in May, which is pretty exciting. But action creates action. Too many people ignore starting with the low-hanging fruit in front of them and instead try to skip to the million-dollar outcome. The downside to this is that people don't start something, or they get put off by the lack of progress towards their ideal outcome. So just going back to my example here, if people ignore the low-hanging fruit, i.e. just save money into a savings account, and instead jump to the, oh, I want to have the best account, I want to read the comparison between all the accounts, I want to know that in 2 years' time I can look back and be like, oh, I knew I was with the best one, I'm with them, then they fail to actually, fail to take action and often not start because they are seeking that perfect and ideal outcome, but they may not get the progress that they need of basically, I just need to get this thing going. So then if we don't take any action, we miss all of the lessons that taking action teaches us. One of my favorite lessons is that action actually leads to more action. So when I got into business as a 17-year-old, I didn't know this lesson, but I'm glad I learned it as it led me here, sitting here right now, talking to you. I've been in business since my first year at university. I was selling my landlord's feijoas. Naughty, I know. I wasn't happy with the speed of sales, but my first action was to take these feijoas from the back yard, put them into bags, put them out the front, and try and sell them. So I took some action, but then I wasn't happy with the speed of sales. People weren't seeing my feijoas at the gate. So even at that age, I knew things started with attention. I needed more attention. I needed a sign. So I got a road cone, and I had to stick the sign to it. I can't draw to save myself, so I had to get my mate to make the sign for me. So I get the road cone. He helps me with the sign, smack bang in the middle of the road. Cars passing by couldn't help but now see my feijoas, and I sold them all out. Now, my first action is trying to sell them, right? And then I take more action. I get the cone, I get my mate to help me, and bang, I'm sold out. Now, I've got a new business problem. I needed more supply. I would knock on doors and ask if I could have the neighbor's feijoas. And I don't really feel like this was crazy back then. I kind of just felt that this was normal. But maybe something is wrong with me and I'm not very normal. But I know how hard it is for people to put themselves out there. But at 17, I was obviously going like, shit, I'm going to get some more feijoas off the neighbors if they've got them. So I was scouring the neighborhood trying to figure out who's got more feijoas. But of course, then I needed more bags as well to put them into. Cheers to the old local supermarket. Naughty again, I know. But again, I sold them out. This was bloody fun. Then, I'll never forget, some guy on a bike stole the honesty box that I was rolling out the front, and I had to go after them and get it back. But on we rumble, more sales. So I didn't expect that, but again, more action you just have to take. Eventually, knock knock on the front door of our flat. Are you there? Who is there? Shit. We could see, I can still remember, I could see through the window by our door that there was a policeman. Unfortunately, he didn't come inside and see the log that we'd taken from the river and slowly putting it into the open fireplace to keep the flat warm. But anyway, story for another time. Shit, policeman at the door, we wonder what's happened. Well, it turns out you can't take a cone and put a sign on it and put it in the middle of a busy bloody road in Penorty, Palmerston North and Northern Palms. Who would have thought? My bad. However, I banked a few coins, so that was the end of that. We had to put that, admittedly, what happened was I thought, ah, look, policeman will go. So I went back out there with my cone, and then, sure enough, he's parked down the road. I'm like, ooh, he's onto it. He's smarter than I am. He knows what I'm probably about to do. He was pretty good about it. But anyway, that sort of was the decrease and then the attention to sell my feijoas. But I'd bank some coins and, more importantly, valuable lessons. Now, this is what really got me started, because I dollar cost averaged all of these coins into an aggressive overseas stock fund, which is now worth over $1 million. That's right, I'm a millionaire from selling feijoas. I'm kidding, obviously. I'll be honest, I didn't even fucking bank the coins. Most of those were $2 coins, so I dropped them into the pokies once I was 18. I discovered the slots. I'm like, shit, yes, this looks fun. Take some of these Fijoa coins, put them in this machine, and unbeknown to me at the time, before understanding how that worked, I thought I might get a $1,000 jackpot, $800 one, get some features as well. This is good fun. The addictiveness of the old shining lights and stuff was kicking in. The dopamine, I'm thinking, fuck yes, this is outstanding. Now, little did I know that those things are computer generated with a great calculation tool to ensure that you lose your cash. So, look, I took some action. I make a few coins, and I don't do something fucking perfect like you'd expect on a financial podcast. Like, oh, look at me. I put it all into the stock market, and now I'm minted. No, I was a dickhead, and I pumped most of that cash into the slots and did dumb shit like every other 17 to 18-year-old would. But I got valuable lessons from this, right? And I was even chasing that quick rich methodology at that age. So there's more valuable lessons for me. And these are lessons that I've carried through to today into a business that does over $1 million of sales a year. So my business partner and I, we have a turnover over $1 million a year and have consistently been able to do that for the last few years and have built that from absolute scratch. I've taken these lessons and put them into projects that help tens of thousands of Kiwis learn. Hello, are you there? Into projects that entertain tens of thousands of Kiwis. Two of the lessons that I have taken with me, and this is just two, are one, that it all starts with attention. Does the cone ring any bells? And number two, you have to start somewhere. But starting leads to learning. Those lessons compound and you take them through to your next thing. So for me, it started with Fijoas. Then I was selling t-shirts, onto health supplements, even ab workouts that I drew up for people. Then I was looking at wills and building an online will platform, then into the accounting game, then into business growth help, events, partnerships, speaking, audience deals. There's probably ones that I've missed in here too, and no doubt plenty more business ventures to come for me. Because action leads to action, and this is the power of compounding. Most people don't start because they want to be at the end. In the end, you realize there is no end because it just keeps going. So just start. Now for me, as you can see, we're talking Fijoas and all sorts at 17 and having a play around. And then I start to layer on top action on top of more action, even in the Fijoa story as one example. But there's a story for each of those pieces that I gave you around t-shirts and health supplements and ab workouts, wills, accounting, and what I'm currently doing. But if I don't start, and if I don't get some attention and learn that side of it as well, then a lot of what I'm doing today and a lot of what I've gone on to do doesn't actually happen. So I'm not just talking about starting a business for me, because that's where it's obviously led to for me, right? But I'm talking about starting to sell stuff around the house, around maybe starting a book that you want to read, starting a project, buying your first share, starting to learn something, making the first payment off a niggly debt that you've been avoiding. Again, just start, because you have to start somewhere. My first Fijoa sale was nearly 20 years ago. That shits me thinking about that when I started writing and getting to the conclusion. I was like, fuck, that was 2 decades ago. But think about who you could become in 20 years if you started to take action today. Now, I think that this is a really important lesson, because at the moment, it's even harder to start something mentally, because a lot of people are being told that things are tough out there, so therefore, don't know if it's a good time to do that. I've even heard that today from someone saying to me they would like to do XYZ, but they are worried about, you know, it's just not a good time to do that. And when we start to fall into that trap too, shit, there'll never be a good time to do stuff. If you can kind of block that out and just go, you know what, I've got to make this as good of a or best of a time to start this as possible, then that's great, because otherwise you get trapped. And I had other ventures in here that I didn't have a crack at, because I can still remember thinking, nah, I just need to nail my CA stuff and being a chartered accountant and whatnot. And that's great. It's led me here and I'm very happy. But maybe paths would have been different for me if I had have had a crack at some of those things. So yes, we might be in a recession, but we may not be forever. So will you then decide, oh, we're not in a recession now, therefore it is a good time to go and do X, Y, Z? We are, as I often tell you, capable of so much more than I think we've been conditioned to believe. And often it just takes us to start so that we can see more happen and see more momentum and take even more action on top of what we've already done. Now, someone messaged me earlier and they said to me, hey bro, I messaged you in December about making the decision to try and clear my student loan as fast as possible. So that's the action for them. They want to get rid of their student loan. The original payment calculator said 1 year and 5 months. After adjusting my financials, my goal was 5 months. So I'm just trying to confirm with them whether they increase their income in order to do this as well. But look at this, the action is the decision. It is, I'm going to clear my student loan. Then they go and run some numbers, and the numbers tell them a year and 5 months. They think, fuck all that, I want to get it done in 5 months. So they're saying to me, it is now 5 months on, and I've just made my last payment on my student loan, saving myself a whole year. Thank you so much for the content, bro, and helping to shape the minds of the everyday Kiwi. Now, some of you are going to be like, well, that's silly because they're on an interest-free loan. Why would you do that? Should have just paid it down slowly. But that's not their life. That's not what they wanted to do. They wanted not to have a student loan. And then they go on to say this, that extra 12% will now go on my mortgage to speed that process up too. That's the important piece. So, yes, one person may decide, I'm not going to pay off my student loan any faster than I need to. I'm going to do it over the year and 5 months. This person is like, oh, sheesh, okay. I didn't realize it's going to be a year and 5 months. I'm going to turn that into 5 months. They commit to that. They then take the actions that they need. They clear the student loan a year ahead of when they would have. And now they are straight into staying within the same level of income and disposable income and going, you know what, I'm going to get more money in my paycheck from next paycheck because they're not now having to pay 12% of a high portion of their income in student loan repayments. And now that, remember, it comes out of their net income too. So it's calculated on their gross, but comes out of their net. So no, they are now going to clear down their mortgage even faster. So think about who you could become in 20 years if you started taking action today. See where the compounding of action takes you. Just don't put road cones in the middle of the road with signs and then waste the bloody proceeds. Action leads to action. Luke, I got to get out of here, team, because I'm picking up some dinner and then I'm off down to a wedding later in the week. So a quick one this week. I hope things are well for you. Keep your head up. Start taking action. You'll be blown away of what it leads to, and it may be different to what you think it will lead to, and it might not even be the things that you thought that it was going to lead to. But action has been such an important lesson for me to learn more about in my life, and I hope that that gives you some insights. Be good, and I'll see you on the next episode of Keep the Change.
Yeah, cash.
What?
I wanna talk about cash.
Yeah, baby, need top five when I'm done going mental. Yeah, I'm locked in, you can peep my condition and the level.